Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Brittany. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't get your name, but I have received this. I hope this is right. The Hype Watch, is that what it's called? Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm calling because, and excuse me for not being more technologically sound, but I have no way of understanding how in heck you get this thing to work at all. And I'm on a 14-day trial before they take out $60 for something that, to me, is not useful because I really needed a smartwatch. But even to try to, the first thing the direction said, because I do know how to read, is to actually plug it in and let it charge. But how do you do that? I have looked all over for how do you charge the thing?
Yes, ma'am. For me to further assist you, can you verify your zip code?
Sir, I can hardly hear you. Can you talk into your phone?
In order for me to assist you, can you verify your zip code?
30314.
Can you verify your shipping address?
230 Westview Place Southwest, Apartment 204, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314.
Thank you. Can you verify your first and last name?
Cheryl Sellers.
Okay, thank you. I do see where you did start a free trial on the 2nd and with our Hype Watch.
Yes.
Okay, I am more than glad to help you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so just so you know, the all-in-one Hype Watch will help keep you in shape with sleep tracking, heart rate monitoring, and step tracking technology. You'll be able to keep on top of your health. Connecting your phone with the app will allow you to let you stay on top of your messages and alert you when you have an incoming phone call. One of the most powerful tools in your fitness goes on your wrist.
Well, I would love that if you could just tell me how to get the thing started, ma'am. That's all I really
Yes, ma'am. How to charge the watch.
Directions. I've got it in front of me. I've got the directions in front of me. And it says the first thing you need to do is to charge the dumb thing. How do you do this? I have a piece of thing that looks like some kind of clip. I've tried to figure out how to put that on there because the other end goes into a USB. I do that. It doesn't light up anything on this watch part. You know what I mean? So you tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what you'll do first is you'll charge it for 2.5 hours for to turn on the smartwatch for the first time. You will need to make sure the pins on the charger. Do you see the pins on the charger?
Yeah, on the back of the charger, these two little things underneath some thing that juts out.
Okay. On the charger, you will properly line it up with the metal receiver.
Now you lost me. I have no idea. I see on this, if you're calling the charger, what I think you're calling the charger, which looks like an oversized gym clip to me, okay? Is that what the charger is? Am I right?
Yes, I'm still here.
I'm asking you questions that I need for you to answer because I'd like to get this thing to work.
Yes, ma'am.
You're using words. I don't know if I'm interpreting them right, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Okay,
when I got this thing, is two pieces that are part of the watch band, and then you get this middle piece, which obviously is the smart part, and then you get this thing that looks like an oversized paper clip, and there are two little screws in it that stick out. I'm gathering that's what you put on the back of the phone, but nothing lights up, you know, to charge it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So flip the watch over, okay?
Okay.
Do you see the little three small little metal dots?
On the back of the watch face, there's a little hump, and underneath it are two little things that to me look like, you know, the battery. Like the picture says, that's the battery. Isn't that what you put those little hooks in?
Yeah, it looks like three small gold dots on the back of the watch.
Well, mine don't have three. I only have two. So when you say three, I don't know what you're saying. I have two little small dots on the back of my watch.
when they clip it on there.
That's all I have.
Just like that, yep. And then put the
and according to your picture, this directions, that's
like
the
that.
Battery. That's what the direction says.
Take it this way.
Okay, ma'am. So what you do is when you flip it over, you see the small little two gold-looking dots?
Yes.
Okay, so take... I have a watch in my hand, so I'm going to show you. Okay, take the paper, the oversized-looking paper clip, okay?
Yes, yes.
Open it up.
Yeah.
You see the two small gold-looking teeth?
Yes.
You have to line that up with the dots.
I have done that, ma'am. I'm telling you, that's what I thought you were saying. And it's
yes.
supposed to fit in there, right?
Yes. It's supposed to just sit on there.
And the other end is supposed to be charged into the USB thing, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
And then it said in your direction, it's supposed to light. You're supposed to know it's charging. Well, mine doesn't. It doesn't light up. It doesn't say it's charging. I don't even know where to look for the light that says it's charging. Where are you supposed to know that it's charging at?
It will pop up on the screen.
On the front of the watch, right?
Yes. Have you tried plugging it into a computer?
Not a computer. I plugged it into, I have a wall thing, and I've got a thing for your USB, like you plug your phone into stuff, okay? Does it have to be plugged into a computer?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Did you hear my question? Mine is not plugged into a computer. It's plugged into a USB port that's just part of a wall unit. You know what I mean? It won't do it there. It has to be to a computer.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So what you do, it doesn't do nothing. When you plug it into the charger, it does not do nothing. You have to touch the screen for it to light up.
You have to touch what screen? Whose screen? What screen?
The screen on the watch.
Okay, I'm touching it. It's not lighting up. It's not. It's still black. There is no light. Can you hear me? There is no light. It's black. It's not doing anything.
Have you charged it for 2.5 hours?
No. I called you saying at the beginning, I need help getting this thing charged.
Yes, ma'am. I've explained to you how to charge it.
But there's no light coming on showing it's charging.
It has to charge for 2 to 2.5 hours for it to turn on.
When am I supposed to see the light that says it's charging, ma'am? 2.5 hours later?
It does take time for it to charge.
I don't care that it takes 2.5 hours that it charges. I need to know that it is charging. I don't see anything that tells me it is.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Could you hold one moment, please?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am. The watch is complete. Well, see, when the watch is completely dead, okay? You have to wait for 2 to 2.5 hours before you can see, before it will turn on.
Ma'am, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I am asking the question. I know it is not going to charge in a second. I am trying to see that the thing is at least attempting to charge. According to your directions, it says when you plug all this up, you will see that it is charging. I don't get anything. It is as dead and black as if it's not. How do I know, George, 2.5 hours later, the thing's going to light up? I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. Let me put you back on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Can you hold the face of the watch down?
Down towards the bottom of the box.
Hold it down? What do you mean down? What do you mean? Got it.
You got it, ma'am?
I got it. Now, charge it up until this point, asking you a million times, all you had to do was tell me, wait, it won't show it immediately. You got to wait 10 minutes before you see that it's charging. It's charging. It's finally charging. Oh, God, what it takes. And then I wait 2.5 hours to do the rest of it, right?
Yes, ma'am. So what you'll do is you will go on your phone. You'll write these instructions down so you'll know how to do it when
it
turns on?
I'll write them down right now. Now that
okay.
The thing is finally charging, you better believe I'll write down what I got to do next whenever. Okay.
So
2.5 hours, what do I do?
So, let's see, 11:30 from now.
Yeah, okay,
which,
whatever. But in 2.5 hours, what do I do? That's fine.
Okay. On your Android smartwatch or iPhone,
I've got an Apple. So what do I do?
Okay, you have an Apple. Okay. On your iPhone, you can scan the QR code or you can search for WearFit is one word, 2.0 in the App Store.
In App Store, okay. Got it? Got it. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I've got it.
So. You will need this app to send data with your smartwatch. So you will need this app in order to connect your phone to the app, to the watch, okay?
Yeah, got it. Okay. So you get the app.
And you would have to turn your Bluetooth on your iPhone.
Yeah, it's already on. Okay, turn on Bluetooth. Go ahead.
Okay. And then once you download that app I told you to download,
you will need
the app to send data with your smartwatch, which means that app has to be downloaded on your phone in order for you to do so. And you will get a verification code sent to your phone that you would have to put into your watch.
Okay, so verification code must be sent to phone. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's all.
Well, fine. And then I can just follow whatever it says to do from that point on, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. You have at least gotten it so that it finally looks like it's going to take. Oh, yay. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome.
I would spend $60 in 2 days on something that is going to sit here not working. And I just said, well, this is crazy. So I thank you very much for your patience and for helping me with it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful day.
I certainly will. You also, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
You too, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.